Welcome to the Florida Divorce Podcast, your source for the information you need to successfully get through your divorce and into the next exciting chapter of life. Now, here's your host, attorney Scott Kalish.
Hey, everybody. My name is Scott Kalish, and I am a divorce and family lawyer here in South Florida. Today, I want to talk to you about whether or not your children will testify in your divorce case. You know, first and foremost, let me kind of frame this, you know, so you kind of know what I'm talking about. You know, a divorce case typically, right? Most divorce cases, most paternity cases, most family cases, they settle, right? And you're never actually presenting evidence to a judge. You know, I would say the minority of cases will end up, you know, having to attend a hearing or be in front of a judge for a trial, also known as a final hearing. So knowing that, right, and you know, this is really for the minority of cases, and people will always, I mean, a lot of people have this question, and they always want to know, hey, will my child be testifying? You know, will the judge hear from my child? And I would say in the majority of cases, the judge will not hear from the child. It's actually against the rules to bring children to court, absent a court order, right? So another way of saying it is, you know, before a child can be brought to court to have testify before a judge, the court has to have has to order it, right? So there has to be a separate order allowing, permitting the child to testify. So what that means is your lawyer, if you want your child to testify, and in most cases, I think in my experience, a judge is going to say, hey, we're not going to, you know, let that happen. But for that to happen, you know, a lawyer has to get the permission of the judge and ask the judge to permit the party to have the child testify, right? To have the child come to court and explain whatever it is the party wants, the husband or the wife wants, the mother or the father wants the child to tell the judge. So like I said before, there's actually, you know, a rule on it. And the rule basically requires the parties to prove why there's good cause to have the child testify. And I would say, like I said before, based on my experience, it's usually not the case where a child testifies, right? So typically, judges feel that it's best to keep children out of it, right? And maneuver the case however we can to prevent a child from having to testify. I think, you know, kids come to court and testify only in the most extreme cases where there's allegations of serious abuse, whether or not it's physical, you know, mental, sexual, right? But there's got to be a, you know, a really good reason why we're having a child testify against one of the parents potentially, right? Because that's a pretty traumatic experience, right? Especially depending upon the age of the child, right? If we're dealing with a younger child that knows what's going on, you don't want to put them in the middle of it, right? And have them testify and really, you know, be against one of the parents, because after the trial and the case is over, you know, the goal of the family law in Florida is for both parents to have a great relationship with the child. So, you know, in your average case, judges are not allowing the child to come in and testify and tell the judge why or why not something is true or not true, right? Or why they're feeling, you know, a certain way. But there are alternatives, right? So one alternative is if, let's say, the situation is pretty serious, but not so extreme, maybe the judge does what's called an in-camera inspection, right? An in-camera is Latin. I don't have the Latin translation, but in-camera essentially is when the judge speaks to the child in private, right? Maybe in the presence of a court reporter and not the parents, not the party. So it doesn't seem like they're testifying against either parent, right? They're kind of just telling the judge what they think, and the judge has some like predetermined questions that they'll have, right? And he or she will ask the child right in private, in chambers, right? In the judge's office. That's an alternative. I think that's pretty rare though, too. It's just, you know, a lesser intrusive way of hearing what the child has to say. There's another alternative, right? If you have what's called a guardian ad litem, right? I think I did a podcast previously about guardian ad litems. And if I haven't, I'll definitely do one. But the child can be interviewed by the guardian. And as long as what's called hearsay is waived when the guardian is appointed, which is very important if you're the one wanting the guardian to be appointed, as long as hearsay is waived, the guardian can basically talk to the child and then report back to the judge what the child's, you know, preference is, what the child wants to happen, right? Or you know, if there's something that the child knows that either parent wants to confirm or maybe disprove, then they would tell the guardian that, and then you would get that into evidence through the guardian. So in short, right, this is a shorter episode, and I did a longer episode on trial recently that you know, you should listen to that if you have questions about how trial works. But in short, children are not coming to court very often in family cases, at least these days. You know, I can just speak to what's going on right now, but you know, I wasn't a lawyer 40 years ago, 30 years ago. So as of right now, you know, at least in my experience, all we do is family law and divorce, at least in my experience and in our practice, kids aren't coming to court very often. It's actually pretty, very, very rare, I would say, for a child to testify in a divorce or family case. It does happen, but it's rare. So don't expect it, you know, unless you have a very unique set of circumstances that I think are going to be more on the extreme side. Okay. So with that, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you have any questions for me, you know, or if you want to get your case started, give me a call or shoot me an email. Our number is 561-208-1859. Again, 561-208-1859. And then my email is scott@kjlawfla.com. Again, scott@kjlawfla.com. Thanks and have a great one.
Thanks for listening to the Florida Divorce Podcast. To learn the 10 secrets behind every successful divorce, visit floridadivorcepodcast.com. If you'd like Scott's help in your divorce case, go to kjlawfla.com.